This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Thousands of protesters surrounded the state capitol for much of the day yesterday, raising their objections to the new Trump administration. 18-year-old Alistair Townsend says as a member of the LGBTQ community, he's scared what the president might do.
I think that what's really different is the fact that if this is his last time in office, his last 4 years, he doesn't have anything he needs to be afraid of.
Townsend said he was surprised at how large yesterday's protest was, and that it gives him hope more will join in resisting the president's policies. The cost to make an omelet continues to increase as the price of eggs skyrockets. While inflation factors into that increase somewhat, the real culprit is bird flu, which wiped out many Colorado egg-producing flocks. Bill Skebby is the executive director of Colorado Egg Producers. He told Real Talk with Denver 7 and CPR News, when a flock is infected, every bird must be euthanized.
That means we're not feeding any chickens. So we're not buying grain. We're not buying feed. We're not buying those other things, and those other farmers that produce those products, they're out of business.
Skebby says it takes about 8 months for a farm to recover from a culling. He expects the cost of eggs will decrease later this summer as more farms replenish their egg-producing birds. A nearly $229,000 grant from the State Historical Fund will help with roof repairs at a historic church in Pueblo. The Red Brick First AME Church was built in 1915. It was once listed in the Green Book Travel Guide during the segregation era and still serves the city's black community. History Colorado administers the State Historical Fund and is a financial supporter of KRCC and CPR News. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. Temps will hover in the 40s and 50s across the Palmer Divide this afternoon, with a high of 54 in Denver, Grand Junction, mid-60s, and sunny. This is CPR News and KRCC.